Now I want to share with you the 7 steps for pursuing your purpose. And you can take that word purpose out and even put goals, maybe a task that you want to accomplish. In any case, there are certain things that you can do that will certainly apply to you achieving them and feeling that sense of satisfaction. If you're saying, Jewel, I don't even know what my purpose is. I don't know what my gifts and talents are. That's something I hear a lot, and I can understand that frustration. I would simply tell you to pray about it. Reflect on Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8, where it says, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. I tell you, sometimes people just don't want to do the work. They just want to magically show up. But you may have to walk through a few wrong doors. You have to keep seeking and trying things and explore and be curious and be persistent and press and press. And eventually it will be revealed to you. Sometimes your gifts and talents are just not noticeable to you because you diminish it, you dismiss it. Maybe you have a low self-esteem. Maybe someone criticized and crushed your confidence, so you don't even dare think about it or dream about it. But I believe that you're listening to this CD because you are ready to pursue your purpose. I would ask you, what would you do for free? That's a real indicator of what your passion is, when you would do it for free. I can remember years ago when I started public speaking, I was doing it for free. I was hosting events in my home. I was going to churches and organizations, and I was doing it for free because I was just excited to have a chance to express myself and to share what I felt God had given me to share. I went from free to fee. I turned my passion into a profession. I would ask you, what dream or goal is so compelling that it won't let you go and it wakes you up at night? What is it that you would do for free and you wouldn't care what time it is? You just want to have the opportunity to do something that brings meaning to your life. Well, you too can turn your passion into a profession. Could it be music, volunteer work, helping the homeless, finding a cure for AIDS, educating the youth, cleaning up your community, fighting against injustices? Whatever it may be, I bet you there's a reoccurring theme in your life. I bet you when you look back, you see that all through your life, you've been tinkering with certain ideas and activities and certain types of groups of people. And you begin to see that there's a theme that, oh, yes, I'm always organizing, I'm always promoting, I'm always nurturing, I'm always traveling, I'm always teaching, I'm always helping others, I'm always trying to improve something, I'm always trying to create something, I'm always trying to educate others, I'm always trying to accomplish something. Well, as you begin to connect the dots, you will see that there is a recurring theme in your life that is pointing you towards your true north. The second step is to communicate. To open up, to talk with others, to express your ideas, to get out of your comfort zone and network with people. You never know who's right now in your immediate circle of people that would help you connect the dots, that would help you to move to the next level. But nothing's going to happen if you don't open up your mouth and communicate and get out there and network with people. Don't hold back. Don't sit on your assets. Don't let the enemy, the critics, or the haters shut your mouth. Open up your mouth and tell your story. There is a gift. There is a significance. There's meaning for your life. In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 7, we are told that each one has his own gift from God. So as you begin to tell your story, it will shape your direction, your focus, your passion, and your service to the world. What circumstance or what person fuels your passion and your faith? Something possibly happened in your life that made you get excited or angry or motivated, and now you want to share this with the world and you want to make a difference. Well, it's time now to make that happen. It's time to do it. I'm going to give an example of how you express your true north, how you express your purpose. Here's an example. I want to use my accounting and interpersonal skills to help clients with financial planning to become debt-free and to have less financial stress in a small consulting firm where my colleagues would include a lawyer and a financial analyst. My workspace would be cheerful and organized, and it would be where my values are certainly on display so that I could be of service to other people. That's someone who's expressing their true north. They're talking about what they want to do and how they want to do it and where they want to do it and the type of people they want to work with. Those are all very key statements as you begin to bring shape to expressing your purpose and your passion. The third step is to know why you want to do it. See, the first one was to know what it is you want to do. The third step is, why are you doing this? Why are you sacrificing? Why are you up early? Why are you up late? Why won't you give up? Why are you doing something different? You need to know the why, because there'll be times when you'll have dips and setbacks and disappointments and critics and distractions, and you'll be discouraged. I can't tell you how many times I said to God, are you sure this is what you want me to do? So I had to always remember the why. Why am I doing this? Because when you know the why, when your finances are tested, your time is tested, your faith is tested, your self-esteem is tested, you go right back to why. Why am I doing this? So I want you to write that down and always remember the meaning, the reason why you're doing what you're doing. Number four, now we get to the how and the where. These are the nuts and the bolts of pursuing your purpose. You got to explore possibilities. How are you going to do it? Are you going to network? Are you going to take classes? Do you need to change careers? Do you need to move to a new city? Do you need to apply for loans or grants? Will you be going on interviews? Do you need an internship? Will you travel? Will you be a part of a mastermind group? Do you need to get rid of your debt or write a business plan? Do you need to get a mentor or shadow someone who is doing just what you would like to do? Where are you going to do it? Will it be in your home? Will it be local or global? Will you be in an office space? Where are you going to do this? What industry are you going to be a part of? What's your plan? What's your strategy? What kind of people do you need to line yourself up with? These are just a series of questions that will help you to identify how and where you're going to pursue your purpose. Number five, you want to begin to minimize any conflicting priorities. When there are voices in your head pulling you to go and do what you want to do when you should be doing something else, when you've got conflicting priorities and you're accepting demands